saying that government-funded youth summer jobs programs will not come close to meeting the demand. Workforce development specialists and the mayors of the region's two largest cities appealed to the private sector to offer work to teenagers this summer.
This is an investment. It is by no means a waste of money. For every dollar spent on programs like these, we get several dollars back.
Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse and Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno kicked off the campaign before a room full of dozens of young people hopeful of landing a summer job and a handful of employers who have pledged support for the effort. The two municipal chief executives recounted personal experiences with summer jobs, which in the case of Morse, who's just 23, it was not that long ago that he was working as a counselor at a career center between semesters at Brown University.
I see some of my former colleagues, my former supervisor, and it's nice to say, nice to say that I'm the boss now.
Mayor Sarno counseled the young job seekers not to give up hope.
Here's opportunity, not only to make a little jing in your pocket, but the relationships that you will develop with these professionals, that they'll put their arm around your shoulder and give you some wisdom, give you some advice. And maybe down the road, I remember that kid. He was a good worker. She was a good worker. Let's give him an opportunity.
Cassandra Lopez, who will start community college next fall, said she's looking hard for a summer job with no luck yet.
I think it's good for the experience because you could be more experienced with any job. You know, getting up, being responsible, teaches you a lot of responsibility.
Bill Ward, the president of the Regional Employment Board of Hamden County, said the board will have $700,000 from a state program to support about 400 summer jobs in Springfield, Holyoke, Chicopee, and Westfield. Federal funding, which has been cut for several years running, will create another 200 jobs. Ward said the goal is to put 1,300 young people into jobs this summer.
So our call today is to the business community to work closely with the education community to really try to do a better job at securing more jobs for more kids.
Western Massachusetts Electric Company, which hosted the Youth Summer Jobs Campaign kickoff at its Springfield headquarters Wednesday, is putting $5,000 into the program, according to company president Peter Clark.
We see it as an eventual feedstock into our workforce, as well as other area workforces, so it's really key to economic development in the area.
Tom Crochere, the vice president of a construction services company in Chicopee, acknowledges it can be difficult to find work for a first-time job seeker with few skills.
It can be a challenge, but it shouldn't be too difficult to do. And if they shadow an existing employee, it provides that employee with the opportunity to do a little training of a younger person, and the younger person gets to experience that work day.
A recent report from the Center for Labor Market Studies at Northeastern University described a continuing crisis in teen employment in the U.S. and Massachusetts. It found no teen job growth in the recovery from the Great Recession. 10 years ago, teenage employment was 45%. Today, it is 25%. And worse for minority youth. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.